on any student. Epic teachers are awesome. Maybe it's because Epic offers the highest teacher pay in the state. I love Epic, but better yet, my kids love Epic.
Real stories from EpicCharterSchools.org.
Hey, Oklahoma City, it's the Epic Summer Clearance Event going on now at AutoMax. Max, tell them all about it.
Buy any new Hyundai we have in stock right now and get a vacation on us. Isn't that right, Alicia?
That's right. Why go to the lake when you can go to the beach? We've got the best price on a new Hyundai and an amazing vacation on us.
A 2019 Santa Fe, folks. That's right. $10,000 cash back, a vacation, and the lowest price anywhere.
And remember, every new Hyundai comes with America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. And we just want to thank you, Oklahoma, because once again, 2018-19 Dealer Raider Hyundai Dealer of the Year. We can't get better than that.
A vacation on us, $10,000 cash back, and the lowest price anywhere, folks, on a brand new 2019 Santa Fe.
So whether it's a cruise or it's Mexico, come in and get your vacation on us with every new Hyundai, only at AutoMax Hyundai in Del City off I-40 and Sunny Lane, or shop us online 24/7 at AutoMaxHyundai.net.
19 Santa Fe stock number HN11233, sales price $35,845, all rebates apply. See dealer for trip details.
The deals are automatic at AutoMax.
Levi's and Macy's say welcome back. Back to school, back to friends, and most of all, back to big savings. Because right now, you can score 40.
AM 1500, FM 99.1, Sports Talk, KPGM, presents Pahuska Huskies Football 2019. And now let's go to the stadium, and the voice of the Huskies, Kevin Anthony.
Hey, good Friday evening from the beach here in Pahuska. It's high school football time, folks. 0 week, the Huskies hosting Charlotte Opponents tonight here at Ormond Beach Stadium. Nice night for football, about 80 degrees, not a whole lot of wind. Slow breeze, not a whole lot of wind, but pretty excited to get this season started after a 6-5 campaign last year under first year head coach Matt Hennessy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we came to the scrimmage last week. We were so excited that just ready to get the football season going. But, yeah, great night. Just ready to go. I mean, the only kind of thing that worries us a little bit, we came to the scrimmage last week, and Easton Kirk was in street clothes. He didn't play in scrimmage. We heard that he broke his finger. We don't know if he's going to play tonight, but other than that, man, the Huskies looked good last week at the scrimmage.
They did look good. They took on the Union sophomores, or Union JV, and Nowata, and the Huskies offense looked just like we thought it would. A lot of scoring. Big surprise with Easton Kirk on the shelf. Kevin Davis filled in at tailback, and tell you what, Big Kev looked pretty good.
Yeah, he did. He really looked he looked pretty fantastic. I mean, he was explosive, caught the ball a little bit. You know, just good vision, great speed. Broke a couple of long runs. The Huskies' offense as a whole looked great, though. Like you said, they scored every play or every drive we saw. Marched right down the field, scored 5 touchdowns, and then we kind of decided we'd seen all we needed to see. So.
Exactly. And then another change on offense this year, the guy that lived in the other team's offensive backfield last year, Hunter Reed, he switched numbers. He's wearing number 10 this year instead of number 54. And he's going to be running some lead back for that running back, and running the ball a little bit himself and out of the backfield.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned that he had played running back in the past. And, I mean, he kind of looked at home there, honestly. He was, like you said, they used him as a lead blocker. I think they let him carry it a couple of times whenever we were here. But, I mean, that's just another wrinkle for an offense that was so – it could hit you a bunch of different ways last year, and it looks like it's going to be more of the same this season.
Huskies looked really good, like I say. Took on Nowata, a 3A school or 2A school. I'm not sure if they dropped down to 2A or not. And then the Union JV or sophomores. I did hear their starting quarterback and starting receiver was here, but they didn't play a whole lot, maybe the first series or so. Huskies defense looked really good, much improved over last year.
Yeah, and one of the promising things about the Huskies defense was that they saw that Nowata team really played a whole lot like teams that gave the Huskies a lot of trouble last year. And I think they allowed – one touchdown drive?
They scored. We stayed an hour, and they scored one. I think it was Nowata with the big Barnes kid, huge kid.
Right.
He ran the football off left tackle and got into the end zone, I think, one time the hour we were here. But all in all, everything looked great for the Huskies. Different wrinkle again this year. Coach Hennessy lost his offensive coordinator. He went to be the head coach at Hobart. I'm not sure which one of the H's. But he's taking over play calling duties, and talking to him, he said, look for us to be a little faster this year, getting back to the line of scrimmage, running more plays, which I thought they already ran a lot of plays, so we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, we saw him run a no-huddle offense last year, but if they transition that to a hurry-up, it's going to be tough for other Class A schools to defend, that's for sure.
You know, last year Huskies only had one senior, Price Perrier. He went on, graduated, and this year quite a few seniors. If you look at the roster, just a few to mention, Cade McNeil, JT Waddle, Easton Kirk, Hunter Reed, you know, mainstays on the offense and defense. So looking for a big year out of the Huskies this year and trying to improve on that 6-4 regular season. Then we had a tough draw, had to go to Rejoice Christian on a night where it was so cold the receivers couldn't feel their fingers. And I think on a dry night and a warm night, that's a lot closer ball game, maybe a coin toss. But needless to say, they fell short, end up 6-5, so I'm sure they got a little fire in their belly ready to go this year.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, if the scrimmage is any indication, I think we're looking at a potentially a special season this year.
Yep, and like we say, we've got a two-headed running back now with Kevin Davis and Easton Kirk. Got Bryce Drummond at quarterback.
Who threw a long touchdown pass to the touchdown man, Cade McNeil.
Yep, 40-yarder right off the bat. So excited to be here and ready to go. You can smell football in the air. Nice night, 80-degree weather. Like I say, slight breeze blowing in, just enough to keep us cool up here in the press box. And I'm excited. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I am too, and I'm pretty sure the Huskies and their fans are as well.
And we did hear so that the Ponies were giving a little chatter during the passing league this year, so it'll be interesting to see if they can back up that talk. I guess they were whining, wanting the Huskies to quit blitzing them. So I would assume Coach Hennessy took that to heart, and we'll see a lot of blitzing tonight.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we didn't see in the scrimmage was any blitzing. The Huskies kept it pretty vanilla on offense, it looked to me like. And in fact, with Kirk not playing, he didn't play defense, obviously, and neither did Bryce Drummond. So we don't really know what the linebacking core is going to look like. Those are two of the starters from last season. So.
Yeah, and talking to the guys here in the press box last week at scrimmage, we had two linemen that weren't in uniform because they had gotten a little too hot during practice last week, so they didn't play in the scrimmage last week. So that's four players that, you know, could be on the defensive side of the ball that we didn't see last week.
Right.
We're still about 8 minutes from the opening kickoff, so we'll take a timeout. We'll be back with more from Ormond Beach Stadium here in Pawhuska. You're listening to Pawhuska Huskies football on 99.1 FM Sports Talk.
When losing a family loved one, whether expected or not, the mourning and loss take hold. Kendrick McCartney Johnson Funeral Home in Pawhuska is known for their care and compassion. Decision-making is at the forefront and usually the last thing you want to think about. Adam and Chris are there to help you quickly make choices with more comfort and less stress. Kendrick McCartney Johnson Funeral Home, offering pre-planning to save your family duress at such a difficult time. Call Charmaine for an appointment, 918-287-2297.
The Housing Authority of Osage County offers affordable housing in Pawhuska, Scheidler, Hominy, Fairfax, Barnstall, and Osage. Storage units adjoin each duplex, quad, or single unit, and space is, of course, tailored to individual style. A small community all its own is beautiful with no compromises. Comfortable and accommodating, these units are available in 1, 2, 3, or 4 bedroom. Immediate availability for Hominy, Scheidler, and Fairfax. Call for more information, 918-287-2270. Equal housing opportunity.
Returning satisfied customers year after year speaks volumes for Blue Stem Aerial Sprayers. Dependability, integrity, safety, and accuracy has them as one of the best this side of the Rio Grande. Now is an excellent time to apply Cimarron Plus for Cerisa Lespediza and Blackberry Control, which will increase your grass production in 2020 and also reduce annual broadleaf weeds. Contact Blue Stem Aerial Sprayers today, 918-223-5122.
Never does a medical emergency strike at a good time, but are you prepared? Have you made a plan for aftercare? Pawhuska Hospital has undergone and is continuing to make major positive changes to be ready for you when the emergency or medical need arises. Facilitating exceptional care for emergencies, cardiac diagnostic, rehab, sports med, swing beds, lab, x-ray, ultrasound, CT, and more. Dalton Smith PT continues to lead our physical and occupational therapy. Pawhuska Hospital, quality care close to home. 1101 East 15th in Pawhuska.
And welcome back to Ormond Beach Stadium. The captains for the Huskies have made their way to the near sideline. Kellyville Ponies captains making their way to the far sideline. Captains tonight for the Huskies is going to be Bryce Drummond, number 9, quarterback. Number 10, Hunter Reed, as we told you, linebacker and running back this year. Evan Fry, wide receiver. Kay McNeil, wide receiver. And Easton Kirk does a little bit of everything. He's like a Swiss Army knife. He can be running back, quarterback, does a little bit of everything. So that's your game. Tristan McCartney, not in uniform tonight. Kind of surprised there. Tristan with them and
limping a little bit.
Limping a little bit, but wearing his jeans and street clothes. For the Kellyville Ponies, their captains tonight, number 21, Travoris McFadden. Number 61, Alex Anderson. Is that 85 or 88? We'll pause there, playing the national anthem. We'll give you the other two captains as soon as we get through the national anthem here. We'll give you the final two captains now for the Kellyville Ponies. Number 88 is Whit Baker, and I believe that's number 64, Sean Lay, the other captain for the Kellyville Ponies. Huskies making their way, or both captains getting ready to make their way to midfield as the Spirit Line gathers to our left. And the Huskies and the Ponies meet at midfield now. Very good handshake there. Pat's on the back. So trash talk hadn't started yet, at least. It's the coin toss. We have seen it in the past start that early.
Yes, we have.
Referee's given last-minute instructions to both teams before they flip the coin. Tristan McCartney and Bryce Drummond, they stayed kind of standing over here by the right in front of the 50 on the 50-yard line. Hunter, Evan, Cade, and Easton went on out to the Husky face. Huskies have won the toss, and they want the football.
Doesn't surprise me.
So the Huskies will have the ball to start the football game.
It's one of the things we did last year almost every game. If we won the toss, we took the ball.
And the Huskies will make their way back to the Huskies tunnel down on the far end, or north end, however you want to look at it. And we're just about ready for some high school football here from Ormond Beach Stadium in Pawhuska. The first of seven home games this year.
Yeah, surprising.
Hey, can't complain.
Yeah, favorable schedule.
15-minute commute. Kellyville in the far end zone, or in the same end zone on the far side, getting ready to make their way through their cheerleaders. Not much of a Spirit Line over there.
They did bring quite a few fans, though.
They did, but they are a 3A school. And here come the Ponies on the far side. They're wearing white uniforms, red pants with a white stripe down the side, maroon helmets. Ponies on the side, on either side of the helmet. Now Coach Hennessy getting his troops fired up right there at the end of the end zone, getting ready to make their way to the sideline. Spirit Line is now stretched from the back of the end zone all the way out to the 25-yard line. More people gathering late.
I'll tell you what, there's a lot of excitement around this football team this season, though.
I heard on the radio they were doing the preview for the local teams, and Pawhuska's the team to watch in the area this year.
For good reason.
Yeah. I think it's going to be an exciting year, and I'm happy to be a part of it. I'm Kevin Anthony, your play-by-play voice of the Huskies, alongside Heath Anthony, color commentary. Huskies start to rock back and forth now, so they're getting ready to turn and sprint towards the sideline. There goes the chant, and here comes the smoke, and here comes the Huskies. And fireworks tonight. Bring the Huskies out on the field. Huskies wearing all black, black jerseys, black pants, white letters trimmed in orange. And the Huskies look a little fired up. I'm anxious to see them get going. Tristan McCartney, even though he's not in uniform, that guy, I love that guy.
I was just getting ready to say the same thing. He's fired up, and even though he's not going to play tonight, it looks like.
He's got his cowboy boots on and his jeans, and he's firing up the
crowd. Yeah, he is. Yeah, that young man has a lot of energy.
And the Huskies now, as we said, won the toss. They'll take the football. Moving from our left to right on your radio dial. A little bit of wind now. We're going to be at the back of the Huskies as the flag starts to blow straight out. Getting some smoke from the fireworks.
Yeah.
I would assume we'll see Kate McNeil. Easton's not going to return the kick, doesn't look like. I'd say Kate McNeil, judging by who's down there in the huddle on the near side. It's going to be your deep man, and actually R.J. McCann as well, and Kevin Davis. So Cade McNeil and Kevin Davis will be your deep men. Trey Harper on this side. In front of them is going to be Hunter Reed, Jack Long, and R.J. McCann. So we are just about ready to go. Justin Miles kicking off for the Kellyville Ponies. And there's the whistle, and there's the kick. Low line drive going to be taken by Cade McNeil at about the 15-yard line to the 20. 25, 30, 35, 40. Cade McNeil, 45, up to the 47-yard line. A 32-yard return for Cade McNeil.
I'll tell you, he had a hard time getting a handle on it, but whenever he did, it really looked like there was going to be a seam there. That was a nice return, but one guy had a stiff arm, stop a stiff arm one guy, or he'd have been off to the races.
So Cade McNeil, exciting return there to start the game. Sorry, got a little bit of that fireworks smoke in the cores as I was getting excited there. Huskies break the huddle. Evan Fry, near side receiver. Mason Gilkey, far side. Cade McNeil on the slot. Two runners in the backfield. Hunter Reed and Easton Kirk, either side of Bryce Drummond. Bryce keeps it, 45-50. 45-40, Bryce Drummond, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10-5, touchdown Huskies! Bryce Drummond just took the first play of the game and went 53 yards for a touchdown, and the Huskies strike in 26 seconds on the Kellyville Ponies.
I mean, that's something we saw Bryce do a little bit last year, just that little simple read option where Bryce decided that the best option was for him to keep it. Man, that opened up for him nicely. Huskies off to a great start here.
Yeah, the Pony defense was fooled. Easton Kirk looked like he had the ball. Yeah. I was fooled for a second until I saw Bryce see that hole on the left side. Two-point conversion now. Direct snap to JT Waddle. The end zone for the two-point conversion. And just like that, the Huskies are up 8-0. That first score of the game brought to you by American Heritage Bank. American Heritage Bank is ready when you are, whether you need them once a week or once a year. American Heritage Bank stands ready to serve all of your financial needs, from car loans to investing in your business or advising you on a comprehensive retirement plan through their in-house investment center. American Heritage Bank is fully equipped to go the distance for you. Stop in and see them on Monday morning at Simply Better Banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. So there's that exciting offense we were talking about. One play, 53 yards, and Bryce Drummond's got the first touchdown of the season.
Yeah, not only the one 53-yard touchdown run, but the kick return before that. The Huskies showing early here that they've got an explosive set of skill players, just like we expected.
Number 7, Taver Thornburg, and number 11, Justin Miles back, A.J. Soliano, sophomore kicker, set to kick for the Huskies. Puts a toe into it, low line drive. Just going to go out of bounds. That's going to be a penalty on the Huskies. Kevin Davis and Justin Miles greeting each other there at the 35-yard line.
Yeah. really no need for that on a kickoff out of bounds, I don't think.
No. Well, good news is Kevin was on top of him. So
yeah.
So the Ponies will take over. We'll see where they spot the ball. Should be at the 35-yard line, I would think. Waiting on a football from the far side. And they will have it at the 35-yard line near hash. Colton Ayers will be the quarterback for the Kellyville Ponies. He's got three backs behind him. I can't see their numbers. Going to be a handoff to the deep man, number five, Trevor Jones, and he's going to be hit and dropped at the line of scrimmage.
Nice play by Trey Harper there.
Trey Harper came from his safety position, drilled him after a gain of about a foot, bring up second and 9.5, 11:15 to play here, first quarter.
Yeah, Trey read that one all the way. It looked like there was going to be a hole there for a second. Trey's got some, we talked about it last year, how improved he was. He's got some good closing speed.
Thornborough in the backfield now behind Ayers. Travoris McFadden, near side receiver. Husky showing blitz. Jack Long walks up. He's going to blitz. Quarterback rolls out to his right. He's being chased. Gets around the outside and just steps out of bounds about the line of scrimmage. Now a late flag. Probably going to be a little extracurricular. Wasn't much, but the trailing official threw a flag.
Yeah, I think they're going to get Kevin Davis on that. Diving, trying to hit the quarterback on his way out of bounds, I guess. He didn't make contact, but.
It is a personal foul against the Huskies. Not sure I agree with it.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. Yeah, Kevin Davis, kind of the quarterback was on his way out of bounds, and he kind of dove to usher him on out. I guess that's why they drew the flag.
Taver Thornborough behind Colton Ayers. Two wide receivers near side. I don't think they have the ball spotted right. They only marked off 10 yards. I think they're going to need to move it to the 49 in Husky territory, and that's exactly what they're going to do. Thornberry, the deep back in the I formation behind Colton Ayers. Takes a snap, hands it off to Thornberry, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage and thrown to the turf for a yard loss. Number 71.
Masharo Wildcat.
Just grabbed him and threw him to the ground. He's starting in the, looks like where Tristan McCartney would typically be.
I'll tell you who also made a good play to blow that up in the backfield was our favorite linebacker, Hunter Reed, was also in the area there, filling the hole on the loud Wildcat to get that tackle for loss.
Thornborough's going to stay in the backfield with Ayers. Looks like they're going to go to a shotgun formation here. Tight formation. More of a pistol look than the shotgun. Sends number five, Jones, in motion to the right. And now a flag on the play, and it's going to be a delay of game on the Kellyville Ponies. Back them up 5 yards to the 45-yard line in Husky territory, or in their own territory, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we've seen Kellyville for, I think, the last 4 years in a row for the opener, and I don't remember them running any kind of pistol or shotgun look, so this is new.
Going to run the same play, looks like. Jones goes into motion to the right side. He'll set up just outside the tight end on the far side. Snap back. Takes the handoff. Now hitting the backfield. Jack Long, coming from his defensive end, and just drilled him in the backfield at the 36-yard line.
If Jack Long wouldn't have got him, Kevin Davis would have. That was just a jailbreak up front where Davis and Long kind of met at the quarterback. And I mean, we talked about the defense being improved. We're seeing it so far.
It's going to be third and an acre now for the Kellyville Ponies. They got to make it to the 39-yard line in Husky territory. They set it at their own 36. Huskies lead 8-0, 9:20 to play first quarter. The scoreboard check brought to you by Tri-County Tech. Be bold at Tri-County Tech. Ayers gets the snap. Back to pass. Being chased again. Hitting the backfield. Gets loose. Throws a pass. Incomplete. And it's going to be fourth down. That pass intended for Jones. But Ayers was running for his life. He had number 71.
Wildcat again.
Wildcat chasing him in the backfield. Hagan McGuire, who's changed numbers on us, that's why I didn't recognize him. He was 32 last year, 66 this year. Both those guys chasing Ayers like he stole something.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure again on that snap. Once the quarterback actually did get away, he wasn't able to deliver an accurate ball.
Kay McNeil back deep for the Huskies. Good snap. Punt on the way, almost blocked. I'm not sure Gilkey didn't get a finger on that. is going to roll dead in Husky territory at about the 34-yard line. So the Huskies will start their second possession from their own 34. 8:57 to play, first quarter. Huskies 8, Pony 0.
And we'll see what the Huskies would like to do on their second offensive drive here after the first one ended in a one-play, 53-yard score. Like you said, though, Gilkey was right in the face of the punter there. He may not have gotten a hand on it, but he definitely affected that punt.
Yeah, a split second more, and Gilkey's got that blocked and probably chasing it down.
Yep.
Gilkey and Cade McNeil, far side receivers. Hunter Reed and Easton Kirk in the backfield with Bryce Drummond. Evan Fry near side. Going to hand it to Kirk this time. A little bit of a hole. Gets across the 35. Still on his feet. Fighting for extra yardage. Gets out to about the 37, maybe the 38. Give him 4 yards on the carry. Bring up second and six.
I think that was the same play they ran on the first drive.
Huskies right back to the line of scrimmage. McNeil moves to the slot on this near side with Evan Fry. Gilkey, the lone receiver on the far side. Snap back. Fakes the handoff. Back to pass. Being chased. Trying to set up a screen for Hunter Reed, but the Kellyville Ponies read it well. Number five, Jones, all over that. Trevor Jones with the coverage on Hunter Reed.
Yeah, really not a whole lot you can do. A whole lot Drummond was able to do there. He had pressure in his face as soon as the play action was complete. He just had to kind of throw it away.
Stops the clock with 8:28 to play. Now pass out in the flat to Cade McNeil. 40. Still, oh, they're going to call him down. He rolled over the top of a player. He's shaking his head. He knows it. He really didn't go down. He did get the first down at the 44-yard line. 8:15 to play here, first quarter. First down Huskies, first and 10 from their own 44. Right back to the line of scrimmage. Four wide receivers now. And the Ponies jump off sides. Hunter Reed had actually moved out to the slot.
Yeah, the Huskies, Bryce Drummond was able to get him on a hard count there. The entire defensive line jumped.
So you got Evan Fry, Cade McNeil near side, Hunter Reed, Mason Gilkey far side, Easton Kirk in the backfield with Bryce Drummond. He'll move to his left side. Snap back, just a pitch out to Kirk. He fumbled it, picks it up, 45, 50, across midfield, 45. Now flag comes in late. Easton Kirk gets all the way down to the 42-yard line in Pony territory, but we'll have to wait and see what happens on the flag. Maybe a hold on the far side. And that's what it's going to be, a holding penalty. After he had already picked up the first down, so we'll see where they mark it, see if it's probably going to be just short of the first down. Going to mark it all the way back to the 48-yard line in Husky territory. Huskies right back to the line of scrimmage, just like Coach Hennessy promised.
Yeah, they said they were going to go fast. They've gone fast so far.
Three wide receivers near side now. Gilkey by himself on the far side. Drummond back to pass. Throws a pass over the middle. Kappa K. McNeil, 40. 35, Cade McNeil, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Did he get in?
I think they got him at the one.
They're going to call him out of bounds at the 1 yard line.
2 yard line, wow.
2 yard line. Mason Gilkey couldn't quite get the defender turned enough to get Cade around the side of him. First and goal, Husky inside the Tri-County Tech red zone at the 2 yard line. 7:31 to play.
I'll tell you what, though, that was good vision by Cade there after he caught that short little curl route to just run to the open space and let Gilkey try to pick up the block.
Drummond's going to pitch it now. JT Waddle trying to get around the right side. He's going to get into the end zone, but there's a flag down. This one's coming back.
Yeah, I think they're going to get us on a hold in the interior.
Same official that got us on the late hit. So the touchdown's going to come back. Nice run there by JT. He had to run a long ways to get around that corner and dive into the end zone.
Yeah, he did. Had to navigate some defenders, too. That was actually a little pop pass, kind of like the Kansas City Chiefs started doing last season.
Yep. Bryce just kind of touch passed it to him and off to the races, but it'll be marked out at the 12-yard line now. Huskies crowd hadn't figured out that we didn't score the touchdown. Still playing the fight song. And the Ponies are going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. You're listening to Huskies football on 99.1 FM Sports Talk.
How about getting on down the road to Prairie Cottage in Pawhuska, a destination for fun? Fall items have arrived and the shop is filled with boutique clothing, expanded Brighton selection and rustic cuff jewelry, farmhouse home decor, numerous kitchen items for home or gifting. Remember, it's never too early to shop for Christmas at the Prairie Cottage. And while you're there, ask about the overnight stay in the cottages, 127 West Main in Pawhuska, one half block from the Mercantile.
Back to Ormond Beach Stadium. First and 10, or first and goal for the Huskies from the 12-yard line following a holding penalty on what would have been a touchdown run by J.T. Waddle. Four wide receivers, two to the left is Mason Gilkey and J.T. Waddle. Cade McNeil, Evan Fry near side east, and Kirk behind Bryce Drummond in the backfield. He'll move to one side or the other. He's going to move to the right side now. Drummond gets a snap, looking in the end zone. Throws a pass, incomplete, intended for Evan Fry. Bryce had a lot of pressure on him that time.
Yeah, I'm not sure that Sean Lay, the defensive end on this side, number 64, I'm not sure he didn't get a hand on that ball.
Incomplete pass brings up second and goal from the 12-yard line. Of course, we know this is four down territory because we don't kick extra points.
Right.
Same formation. J.T. Waddle moves to the near side. Cade goes to the far side with Mason Gilkey. Kirk in the backfield behind Drummond. Moves to his left now. Snap back. Hand off to Easton Kirk. Actually, Bryce Kepin, he's hitting the backfield. Dropped for a loss all the way back to the 20-yard line, number 36. Jordan Rule, the linebacker, gets him for a loss. Going to bring up third and goal from the 20 now.
Yeah, that player never really had a chance. It was the whole offensive line kind of got blown up.
I thought Easton Kirk had the ball. He was going to have some running room. And now we've got three wide receivers, J.T. Waddle, Cade McNeil, Evan Fry near side, single coverage far side. Look for Bryce Drummond to go to Mason Gilkey on the far side. Actually going to set up the screen to Easton Kirk. He's got it, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Huskies. Easton Kirk, 20-yard touchdown pass from Bryce Drummond.
I'll tell you what, that could not have set up any better. The Ponies definitely didn't see that screen coming. Bryce was able to just lob it over three defenders' heads, and it was just off to the races from that point.
Yeah, Easton turned around. I think he was kind of surprised there was nobody in front of him except black shirts leading the way to the end zone. It's 14-0 with 6:39 to play here in the first quarter. Huskies lead the Kellyville Ponies. Swinging gate formation. Direct snap. And Trey Harper is going to be stopped short of the goal line, so the two-point conversion is no good. Huskies still lead 14-0, 6:35 to play first quarter.
Yeah, I think on that play there, the two-point play, I think it might have been an option to pass. I think Trey might have just psyched himself out a little bit. If he keeps running, he probably gets in the end zone.
Yeah, he stopped to try to throw that jump pass, and when he did, he got hit.
Yep.
The scoreboard check brought to you by Tri-County Tech, where successful futures are built. Tri-County Tech, proud sponsors of your Pawhuska Huskies. So two possessions, two touchdowns.
Looking good. Just more of the same, really, from the scrimmage we saw last week.
And the only positive yardage for the Kellyville Ponies was the 15-yard penalty that was questionable at best.
Yeah, and then just we'll see. Hopefully the Huskies can keep it up because there was on passing downs last drive, there was just heavy pressure every snap.
And then number 7, Taver Thornburg, near side. I believe that's number 21 on the far side, Travoris McFadden.
Yeah, I think it is.
They got those squirrely numbers on their uniforms. Makes it kind of hard to see from the...
Yeah, and he's angled away from us, too. Yeah, it is 21.
And now the Ponies' second line moves all the way back to the 25-yard line. A.J. puts a toe into it. Taken by, that's actually number 2. He's got a big hole up the middle of the field. Now it's stopped. It's by Kevin. Ball's loose. I think the Huskies have it. Kevin Davis with a big hit, and the Huskies have the football at the 35-yard line.